So, Donna, one of the other questions about timing is this participant says that they didn't understand whether you would do a detox for 1 day, 4 days, et cetera. This is when you sort of go vegetarian and do the body ecology detox diet. They're wondering how long you should do it. And also they're saying, you know, I think you had said that it would take months, but they're not quite sure on the timing.
Well, it's an ongoing process. I think people, it's difficult to measure how many toxins have left your body. The water that I was just mentioning, when people start drinking that water, they will go through periods where their stool may have a really strange odor to it, like mothballs, or their urine for days and days on end will have a really unusual smell, almost maybe a mechanical or chemical-like smell to it. So you know you're cleansing, but that is a sign of the toxins leaving the body. When you go for a colon session, you can see the colon therapists have a little tube that you can sort of see what's coming leaving the body, but you can't see mercury leaving the body. You can't see the drugs from the last medical procedure that you had leaving the body, but they do, because they're invisible, but they do leave. And that's why I know people would love to have measurements. You just have to, like, I think it's difficult to say, okay, X number of toxins come out over X number of days. You just want to think in terms of, for the rest of your life, looking for things that you can take on an everyday basis to keep your body pure and clean and healthy, and then use those tools, vary them from time to time, you know, use some for a while, and then you might be introduced to another tool that's good for cleansing, so you'll switch over to that. There's going to be many, many, many options coming that haven't even been introduced to us yet, because we're beginning to want to detoxify. People didn't want that, you know, 5 or 10 years ago. I've been doing this work for over 20 years, and I can tell you nobody was talking about detoxification the way they are today. So since so many of us are wanting to get these toxins out of our body now that we know that we have them, there are going to be so many answers coming, and so you want to find the ones that you can afford and that feel right intuitively to you, and just keep using them. And do that for the rest of your life. That's what I'm trying to get people to understand, is that it's an ongoing process. We clean our teeth every day, and we take showers, and, you know, we are very fortunate to live in a time where all this, you know, we have hot showers. We can take them, fortunately. Well, you know, that was a big problem why people didn't live along, you know, 100 years, didn't live as long 100 years ago, because they didn't have the sanitation we have today. Well, this is another form of sanitation. It's this sanitation deep inside ourselves. And so I'm just hoping that people, you know, have now got this idea kind of locked in their mind, is I'm going to always spend the rest of my life getting toxins out of my body and detoxing and help my body stay as clean and pure as it can. And we're living in a time where there are lots and lots of toxins in the world. So we are... we're going to have to be mindful of this. And the people who are mindful are the ones that are going to make it through this difficult time. Their children are going to be healthier. And this is something especially we have to watch out for our children as we grow up. When they get to the age where they're ready to have their children, they're going to have the healthy children. Everyone else is going to have the children that can't reproduce, or that will have a baby that the miscarriage all the time, or if the baby's born, the baby's got something wrong with it. We can't go there. We have to prevent that kind of a nightmare scenario from happening. And the people who will prevent that are the ones that are understanding this cleansing principle, the principle of cleansing.
So I think it's important to note too that you've talked about slow and steady wins the race, and the idea that you could be on the body ecology diet, and then you could take maybe 1 day per week or even up to 10 days at a time to follow an actual detox diet, that you might do that with the seasons, or you might do that at different times in your life. And then in handout number 3, you'll be able to see those guidelines along with the foods that Donna mentioned to follow. So if you're doing these things and then, you know, using some tools like Livamend and probiotic liquids and Vitality Super Green and herbs and things like that, that you will be able to, you know, constantly detox. And sometimes you're doing it by having a healthy diet, like Body Ecology, and sometimes you're doing it by really sitting down and saying, I'm going to take X amount of time and I'm going to do an intentional detoxification.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And the diet is a strengthening diet and healing diet. And so the stronger you get, the more your body's going to have the vitality and energy to naturally cleanse anyway. And then you are going to bump into moments where all of a sudden your body is hit a cleansing mode, big time cleansing. It really wants to, it's strong enough now where it wants to dump out a bunch of toxins at one time. And that's where you maybe would get out your enema bag or go to see your professional colon therapist, Clima board or whatever. And then, you know, you just, like, I am 63 years old almost, a few more months. And I hope this is true. I hope people aren't just being complimentary, but they tell me that I don't look my age, and I think I know that there are certain reasons why I don't, and, you know, definitely the fermented foods are very anti-aging, but also I have been a believer in the cleansing principle for 20, 30 years now, and so the sooner we begin to cleanse and get and understand this principle, begin to use it as a healing tool, it's absolutely one of the most important things we can do to stay young. But and of course the years go by, like you're 50, then you're 60, then you're 70. Obviously years are going to, you know, that's something we can't have no control over. But how do you look at say 70 or 80 or 90? Are you 90 years old? The fastest growing population right now is actually the centenarians, who are people who've crossed over 100. But then I look at them, you know, they're 103, 104, 107, and I think, but look how tiny and wrinkled and unattractive and unhealthy they look. Yes, they've, you know, passed the test and crossed over the big 100 mark, but they don't really look so healthy to me. I'm talking about having a whole bunch of us cross over that line. And we still have no, you know, we don't have wrinkles in our skin. We still have our muscle tone, and our hair isn't gray any longer. And we have our teeth, for example. Our bone density is strong. Our bowels are moving right. You know, that's the promise of being able to master, is having this knowledge of detoxification, of being able to understand that the body must cleanse. It's a phenomenon in nature that we have to honor and tune in with. We've got to do it too. It's raining outside. It's snowing outside. It's blowing, and hurricanes are coming up out of the ocean. You know, the earth is always purifying and cleansing itself. We have to do that too. And with our intelligent brain, we should be able to do that very, very well, very, very naturally. And anything we come up with has to be tuned in with nature.
Donna, one of the questions that we got is, how do I know which of my detoxification pathways are open and which are not?
There's kind of a hierarchy of the way toxins leave the body. For example, the colon has to be eliminating every day or even a couple of times a day completely and thoroughly. And so, first of all, say, are my bowels moving well? Not just are they moving, or do I have diarrhea? Some people say, oh, no, I go a bunch of times a day, I'm fine. That's not what I'm talking about. They would have a very healthy and complete elimination at least once or twice a day, and they feel empty and energetic. Okay, if you have that going on, then your liver will have naturally been able to eliminate its toxins, because remember, the liver makes bile and stores it in the gallbladder. That's what's in the stool. Bile is in the stool. So as the stool leaves the body, so goes the bile, and the toxins are coming out of the liver. So that whole process is designed to be a very smooth flowing process. But if, you know, if that's stopped up and then your bowels aren't moving. Now, some people's bowels aren't moving because they're under stress all the time. Their life is stressful. And they hold on, you know, they're tightened, and that the whole abdominal region is just tight. They may not even know it. So they're not going to the bathroom every day, or they're not going eliminating thoroughly, then you can be sure that their liver is congested. I would say even in a newborn baby, mothers need to look and see, how are my baby's bowels moving? A newborn baby should drink his mother's milk and then shortly thereafter, you know, have a bowel movement. And then you know that toxins, even if he got inherited toxins from his mom and dad in the womb, there's a good, this is the opportunity for the baby to get, for those toxins to come out, for the baby to be healthy in the beginning of his life. So that's probably, you know, so there's this hierarchy. And so then if the liver's congested and the bowels aren't moving, you can be sure that the blood is full of toxins and every single cell in the body is full of toxins. And they can't go anywhere. They're stuck. So that's just, if you can sort of see that event, like the cells are holding on to these toxins, they really want to get rid of them because they are going to die with the toxins in them. So they wish they could push them out. If they could, they would push them out. But even if they do push them out, then they'll get an, if the liver and lymph and colon are all blocked, the lymph too. I don't want to leave the lymph system out. And the lymph is really important to move the body. That's the main thing about the lymph. You have to move to get, for the lymph to clean itself. And so doing something like bouncing on the mini tramp, when we recommend the Bellicon Rebounder, which is a little more expensive, but it's a phenomenal mini tramp. And if you just bounced on that 5 minutes a day, that would be huge for people to help cleanse the lymph. And so these poor cells are stuck with these toxins, and they try to dump them out. Next thing they know, they got another set of maybe different toxins coming from somewhere else in the body that just got dumped out. They couldn't leave, so they just got redistributed. Now they're maybe back in the brain cells or something. So this is what's going on in our body, and this is what we have to stop.
And I've heard reports from people, Donna, that like somebody will come and tell me, well, you know, I don't sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And while women sometimes would think, oh, it's a good thing I don't sweat very much, but actually they might not be sweating for a reason. That detoxification pathway might be closed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
if they have an underactive thyroid, because, again, low thyroid, low energy, not enough energy to sweat. So usually the lack of sweating is coming from a lack of energy, which is adrenals and thyroid.
Okay, great.
Weak adrenal and thyroid.
Great. Donna, you recommended a whey protein powder. Could you tell people which protein powder you recommend?
Well, there's a company called Well Wisdom in San Diego, and they make their own protein powder called RenewPro. But they also provide protein, their undenatured whey protein powder, to several other companies. And so if you see undenatured on the label, that's what you're looking for. And be really, you know, I hope everybody isn't, these companies aren't unscrupulous and start to say undenatured, but true undenatured whey has not been heated and is much, much easier to digest. It makes all the difference in the world. People that are sensitive to whey is because they're using cheap pasteurized whey, but I think whey is the raw undenatured whey. It can be a powerful detoxifier. If you get fresh whey from, say, the Amish farmers, the problem, that's very fine for many, many people to get that fresh, right off the farm kind of whey. You know, whey is a byproduct when they're making cheese or they're making, usually cheese actually comes in the cheese making process, and it's the leftover. The cheese is the protein and the fat, and then you get the whey, which is kind of liquidy, clearish. But a lot of times that particular whey that comes in the Amish, they haven't cleaned it enough of the casein, so it still has some casein in it. And for people that are casein sensitive, they're going to react to that. But this undenatured whey protein that I'm talking about has is just whey protein concentrate, and it does have minuscule amounts of casein, but only trace amounts, and people don't usually react to that. They may. There may be somebody out there not having said that, but most people are not. We work with children, again, who are very sensitive to they're on a gluten-free, casein-free, sugar-free body ecology diet, and they have autism, and they're very sensitive to it. But what we do is we don't introduce the whey protein concentrate until down the road a ways, when we know that they've had a lot of the young coconut kefir and cultured vegetables and probiotic liquids. So their gut is in much, much better shape, and they can easily process food like this whey protein concentrate, and then it becomes a It increases glutathione. It helps with beautiful muscles. I think it's an important food for the brain. We're going to be talking about brain in an upcoming workshop as well. But the brain has glutathione, and little girls actually have more glutathione than little boys do in their brain, which is, could be one of the reasons why more of the little boys become autistic. It's possible because glutathione is a protector and helps get toxins out of the brain. Very important thing to do is get your toxins out of your brain. So I am a big believer on whey protein concentrate, and I hope, you know, people can try it, and it's a good product for their body. But who knows? You know, we're all so unique and individual. There are going to be people out there that will not be able to take the whey protein concentrate.
Another question that we got, Donna, is about digestive enzymes. There was someone that has been taking them but noticed that every time they take them, there's a rash on their face. So, and their face becomes dry and itchy. So that's why, so they ended up not taking them anymore. Do you have a sense of why somebody might have symptoms after taking a product like digestive enzymes?
Well, again, I'd have to know a lot more about that person. That's not enough information for me to be able to give an answer, but I would say that if she's having that reaction, then when people have reactions like that, I always think it is a sign that their colon needs cleansing. I would encourage them to go for colon therapy sessions, four of them, and find the foods that they can eat on the diet. They may be very sensitive to a lot of other foods, too. And then also, you know, find the fermented foods that work best for them and just start on a new, good, healthy program, and then go ahead and start to reintroduce the enzymes again, because that's a temporary thing. We again see that all the time with our children. You know, they're very, very sensitive to everything, and so we just have to find out what works in the beginning. But as long as they have eliminated the things they were doing that were bad for them, they take those things out of their diet, and then they add in the fermented foods, it isn't long before the world widens out for them. A lot of new foods and a lot of new supplements and products that they couldn't use before, they're tolerating them very, very well. So this sounds to me like a person who's just kind of in the very beginning stages, and they're in that super sensitive stage where their body's reacting to everything, so they just need to get started on the fermented foods. They're so magical, these fermented foods, in helping to balance out the body and restore the gut. And then the diet is just amazing for, you know, the body responds so quickly to this diet. And, you know, just don't worry about these little things. Just, you know, stop them altogether for the time being and then introduce them later and see how you do, because I would be amazed if this person stayed sensitive to digestive enzymes. There's something else going on, and they're just... the other thing, too, that often happens when somebody starts doing something that's actually really good for them, it looks like a bad thing, but it's something good. Did you say that they got a skin rash from the...
A skin rash, yeah.
Skin rash, yeah, mm-hmm. Skin rash is always a sign of blocked detoxification pathways. So I kind of missed that when you first said that when I was listening to you, but absolutely that person needs colon therapy because their detoxification pathways are stuck and it's coming out through the skin. So the enzymes are trying to help but can't do their job effectively.
Okay. And, you know, I'll just share my story, too, because it relates to another question about probiotics. When I first went on Body Ecology, I was living on an island, and I wasn't quite ready to start making fermented foods and drinks out there. The mail wasn't very good, so I couldn't really order a lot of products. And I went on just the diet alone and was able to get rid of candida that way, not even having fermented foods and drinks. But when I returned to the United States, I knew that I wanted to add them after hearing so many great stories from people I knew and people I had taken class with. And what I found out when I first started taking them was that I was very sensitive. I actually had to stop with fermented foods and drinks. And apparently this happens to about 15% of people out there where I was too toxic to take the fermented foods and drinks. I had certain bacteria. I had gotten rid of the candida, but I had certain bacteria still in my system that needed to be dealt with before my body could even tolerate the fermented foods and drinks. Today, I would say after about another 6 months or so of cleansing, just being on Body Ecology, I was able to tolerate fermented foods and drinks. And today I have a lot of them, and I find them to be one of the most important things for my health. So there may be people out there, you start taking something like digestive enzymes or fermented foods and drinks and things like that, you may notice symptoms. And it might just be that you have to, like Donna said, back off a little bit, you know, do what you can, and then reintroduce them as you start to feel better. And I knew my sign that I was ready to do it was the last bits of symptoms I was having started to go away, which were based off of the bacteria that I had in my system. Those symptoms started to go away, and that's when I experimented by adding the fermented foods and drinks back in. Donna, you know, that my story kind of relates to a question that a couple of people had about stage one and stage two of Body Ecology. When is it appropriate for somebody to transition from stage one, which is the stricter part of the Body Ecology diet, into stage two, where they can start adding more foods back into their diet?
Well, you want to make sure that all your symptoms are gone, that if you, you know, had skin problems or digestive problems or anything that you, you know, that to you was a sign of the yeast being really acute, you know, the infection being more acute or severe, all those signs are better, and then you're ready to move then into stage two, and that allows you to just add some foods. But, you know, you wouldn't just suddenly move into stage two and then widen out. You just slowly but surely, gradually, step by step, there's that principle of step by step, you would find something else to add, and then see how you do with that. Add a small amount, and 3 or 4 days later, try it again. If you introduce it to your body, often after having this healthy inner ecosystem in place, and, you know, also, by the way, what we, the microflora in our gut determine what we digest. So if you're going to introduce a new food for them, you have to let them adjust to it slowly. So that's why you'd want to, you know, start a small amount going in, maybe a little bit every day, but a very small amount, or a little bit every 3 or 4 days if you think you're that sensitive. And then the microflora are getting used to this new change in diet, new food that's coming in, and then they adjust, you know, accordingly and learn how to digest it. And then you'll find that, you know, you're fine with that. You go on and add something else. So it's even the process of moving into stage two is step by step.
And I think that's a good point, and it's also a principle of uniqueness. For me, I was on stage one of Body Ecology for about a year before I moved into stage two, and that was just more my choice. And really, I felt like, okay, now I'm ready. And I felt like, you know, I was feeling really good and really healthy. Other people much sooner than that, after 3 months or 6 months or something like that. But that's where everyone, Donna has mentioned several times, to really tune in to your how you're feeling. And, you know, you may be working with a health care provider or naturopath, someone that's helping you, which is great to get that extra advice. But definitely, if you're tuning into your own body, you'll know when it's time to start introducing something. And go with that, because as you've always said, Donna, people can tell you whatever they want, but your body's going to be the one that can tell you the best.
Mm-hmm. And I think I know for a fact, actually, that the more the better we eat, the more sensitive we become more sensitive to our body, and there's a communication between us and our body, and you do just know that I'm thinking about this right now, I'm craving this right now. Maybe you're a vegetarian and you have been for a while, and you notice that you get around other people eating meat, and all of a sudden the smell of it, your body is just kind of craving it. You may need to have it even for a short while to strengthen your body, and then if you want, maybe go back to vegetarianism again. But I think it's really important that people, or the opposite way, you know, you've been a big meat eater, and there's something telling you to go more vegetarian for a while, or go on a more of a cleansing program for a while. It's really important to begin to listen to your body, particularly as you get healthier, you can trust what your body is saying to you.
I think that's a really good point, Donna. And we've heard from a lot of people on Body Ecology that as they cleanse and their digestive system gets healthier, and as they do colon cleansing, there is more of a clarity in of mind. I mean, and of course, gut health and brain health are so linked that there's more of a clarity. that makes it almost feel like you're much more in touch with your body and your intuition. So if right now, if anyone's not sure what that feels like, I would just suggest to trust that it's going to show up, because it did with me. And I know that everyone I know who's been on body ecology has mentioned that it gets easier and easier to understand what your body needs and how to, and to trust that.
Mm-hmm. If you really truly try to master the principles and check in with them, and, you know, they also will often answer the questions for you. When I started to look at autism 7 years ago, I didn't really know what autism was, and I didn't have answers for parents yet, but I wanted to help, and I just used the principles to find the answers that have helped so many children recover. I didn't, you know, we always start off with not knowing, but these principles are universal, and they are the answers that we need. If you just, so mastering the principles, like really practicing, thinking about them, taking one at a time, and trying to get a deeper understanding of it, will, they're priceless tools.
Donna, we had a question from someone about how to ease the transition to changes in the diet, especially for children who might be reluctant to accept cultured foods or young coconut kefir or something like that. Like, do you have any tips for parents or even for anybody that feels like it's hard for them to transition?
For their children, you mean?
Yeah.
Just for the kids? Well, I think they're very, very fortunate, because we have our bedrock parents who are experts in these, and children, getting children well from probably the most difficult thing of all, autism. If you have other issues where your child's digestive tract isn't working well, or they're failing to thrive, or they just have attention problems in school, hyperactive or whatever, we absolutely can offer them excellent answers and solutions. But I think, you know, with parents, again, this is a step-by-step program, a principle is that you can't take everything that we offer people and grab it and use all the tools we have and start, you know, practicing it right away. You need to go step by step. It's a process of changing your family over, changing your children over. So I encourage people to join the Bedrock group, even if you don't have an autistic child, and get all that wonderful coaching. There's years of great information archived. You know, they have written each other back and forth, and I've written answers and solutions and given them tips and things to do, and they're just amazing women. And so I don't know of a resource as rich as the Bedrock resource for parents today.
Donna, I want to thank you so much for offering this program to everyone tonight.
Well, of course, I loved it and loved having a chance to explain body ecology to more people and in more detail. I look forward to doing more trainings like this. I hope people have enjoyed them and found them valuable, and we'll come back for some of the other things we plan. Particularly, I'm excited about the upcoming one on brain health. And thank
Absolutely.
You, Heather, for being a great MC for this whole thing.
Well, you're welcome. It was my pleasure, and I want to thank everyone for joining us. We hope that you'll continue to apply what you learned in this detox training, because as you've learned, detoxification is a lifelong process and something that can help you feel happier and healthier. So we hope that you'll take these and continue to apply them, especially throughout the summer months that are so ideal for detoxification.
And, Heather, I'd like to add to that. Very well said, of course, but I'd like to add my own thank you very much to everybody that's taken the time to listen. Please share what you know or what you've learned with many other people around you. I personally do not think that the world is going to change through governments or leaders like Obama, as great as he is, as hard as he's working. It's really going to change into the kind of world we want it to be. Through tribes, and we have a great tribe in body ecology, caring, wonderful people who are making a difference in their own world. I'd like to recommend a book called Tribes by Seth Godin, G-O-D-I-N. It's a phenomenal book that will really get you to see the power that you have as an individual to make an enormous difference in the world around you. And thank you very much for being a part of the Body Ecology Way of Life. I hope to hear and see more of you in the upcoming trainings. Thank you.